It's time for another rant.
Get ready to listen to
Sean Kennedy,
the cult leader.
For more info on cult and Sean Kennedy, email
join at thecult.org.
Hit you in the face with a shovel.
Come with me into the trees. We lay on the grass and let ours pass.
So you see, it's like this. I got a buddy of mine. His name's Scotty. And you know what? He flew all the way over here several thousand miles to go hang out with this chick. And you know what? They got married and it was all cool. But see, there's one small problem. You see, the problem is that people today are afraid to stand on their own two feet. See, that's the problem. What happens is that they wind up using their parents as excuses. They wind up flying back to their parents for just making any kind of decision in their life. You know the type I'm talking about. You know the kind that, you know, if you have an argument with anyone, they're the kind that go running home to mommy and daddy because that's what they've done. They're entire fucking lives. Why? Because they're weak. That's why. Because they're weak and they can't do anything on their own. So when someone goes and stretches themselves out far beyond any other rational means, then they just have to go home and they can't stand on their own two legs. They have to constantly bring another family into the fight. They have to strike back in any petty, puny fucking way that they can, and they just won't stop it. It just keeps going on and on and on. And when that person realizes, when my buddy Scotty realized that his life was going to be the gigantic fat bag of shit that it became, he decides, you know what? I'm gonna leave. And he bailed. He bailed on a situation which was already bad in a fucking hostile area that he didn't even know. Didn't know anybody. And that was when he met me. And now I'm fucking pissed about it too, because I got a good buddy who's sitting there and he'd been fucking lied to. He'd been lied to by everyone who comes along and sits there and misrepresents himself. So you know what this all the moral of this story is, kids? The moral is this of this story is there is always a way out. If my buddy Scotty could get out of a situation where he was in a foreign country, didn't know anybody, in a shitty fucking marriage, you can always leave. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
You're telling.